Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese exports to Russia of microchips and other electronic components and raw materials, some with military applications, have increased since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, complicating efforts by U.S. and Western allies to isolate the country. China recorded its weakest growth rate in more than 2 years, a measure of the cost imposed on the world's second-largest economy by Beijing's COVID-19 lockdown lasting roughly 3 months. China's GDP expanded at a 0.4 annual rate in the April to June period. Saudi Arabia announced new rules Friday that will allow commercial planes from Israel to fly over the kingdom, a gesture to President Biden as he's flying in today from Israel. In one of the highest-profile gubernatorial battles in the country, Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams is leveraging a vast amount of money. Unfortunately for Georgians, most of the money is from out of state. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Fentanyl continues to kill Americans.
Over the 4th of July weekend, Gadsden County in Florida reported 19 overdoses of fentanyl, 9 of which were fatal. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the amount of fentanyl being smuggled across the border deserves more attention. He also shares with Fox and Friends his reaction to the overdoses in Gadsden.
They had a mass casualty event, over a dozen, maybe two dozen young people, contaminated drugs that were used, and they had this massive fentanyl overdose problem over the weekend there. It's a horrifying crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
7 Hong Kong men who tried to flee Hong Kong by speedboat to escape protest-related charges were sentenced Friday to between 7 and 10 months imprisonment for acts to perverse the course of justice. The judge said the men have a contempt for the judiciary and deliberate challenge to the legal system in China. USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
More shark attacks off the East Coast.
2 people were bitten by a shark within hours of each other off the coast of New York, making it the 4th and 5th shark attacks off of Long Island in 2 weeks.
He's a little shaken up, as you can imagine, but we believe he's going to be okay.
County Executive Steve Maloney. Scientists cite warming ocean temperatures and a resurgence of bunker fish for the shift in sightings. Experts say the increase in the number of sharks is a sign that conservation efforts have been successful. For USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
After calling the regime in Saudi Arabia a pariah while running for president, Biden is meeting with the Saudi crown prince today.
I think the president was very clear that human rights are always on the agenda when he meets with foreign leaders. I think he was very clear today that that the human rights are central to his foreign policy. They're certainly central to who he is as a leader, and he will not shy away.
That's John Kirby, coordinator for strategic communications at the National Security Council. President Biden justifies his meeting after evidence points to the regime killing an American journalist.
I always bring up human rights, but my position on Khashoggi has been so clear. If anyone doesn't understand it in Saudi Arabia or anywhere else, then they haven't been around for a while.
Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We don't take it for granted. This is why we go to the lengths that we do to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, number one. Number two, we're not about 8-second sound bites. We bring experts on that know what they're talking about, like our next guest. Army Major General Paul Eaton is going to be joining us. He served for more than 30 years in the U.S. Army, including combat and post-combat assignments in Iraq, Bosnia, and Somalia. General, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Bill, thanks for inviting.
Well, I appreciate you on many levels. My father was a World War II Army vet, served with General Patton at the infamous Battle of the Bulge. And my second oldest brother also served in the Army. So all due honor and respect, General, for your service. Appreciate you.
Sir, that is terrific history.
Well, President Biden is currently engaged, as we know, in serious negotiations on an agreement which would block Iran's path to a nuclear bomb, de-escalate a critical security risk, and keep our country's service members out of harm's way. So far, what's your evaluation, especially with the president on this overseas trip?
Well, this is that's a great question, and as your family can attest, the military really likes to see our diplomats out front, and President Biden is serving today as our diplomat in chief. The trip that he made to Israel seems to have gone very well. We have such a grand alliance with the great state of Israel, and they are important on so many levels. One, the effort to secure their support for reestablishing the JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, otherwise known as the Iran Agreement. And so terrific progress there. And as he makes the transit from Israel to Saudi Arabia to work on the same issue, among many other issues, with the Saudis, I see that Saudi Arabia has opened up its airspace to air traffic between Israel and Saudi Arabia, which is a huge step forward. And I think that what we're seeing is American credibility, the face of the President of the United States in a tough neighborhood, working to reestablish an agreement that so far has kept Iran from stepping into the nuclear club. And I expect that we will have a significant improvement in our chances to get things going with the Iranian government after working with Saudi Arabia and with Israel.
Well, I believe the president has some leverage here, General, with the Saudis. The Saudis need air cover and protection. And to me, that's a bargaining chip. That's something that hasn't been addressed. Mostly, they want to talk about the Khashoggi issue, and that seems to take away from, some deliverables that potentially the president could do on behalf of the American people and the world, for that matter, and the safety of the Middle East. Is that Saudi Arabia, though there may be some, challenges in terms of how the president confronted and the way he talked about the crown prince, those things can be mollified when you elevate to the higher interest. And it seems that Saudi Arabia, unless you know better than I do, but it seems to me, like any country, job one is national security, isn't it?
Absolutely, Bill. And you've heard the term realpolitik.
Yes.
Realpolitik is, it deals with power and practicality or pragmatism over moral issues. There's moral issues underlying everything out there. But sometimes what you just said, you got to keep your eye on the ball. And mm-hmm. The ball is you've got two powers, Saudi Arabia and the United States, at this point, working some tough issues, price of oil, human rights issues. But what we're really after is avoiding a nuclear arms race in the Middle East, which is exactly what would happen as soon as one country, in this case Iran, goes nuclear capable. And I think our president will keep his eye on the ball. He's been doing this for a long time. He mm-hmm. has 8 years as vice president, and then before that, he was chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And I have great respect for his capacity to help the United States do the right thing.
Well, there's a lot riding on him. I mean, regardless of all the things and doubts, the politicization of our country and the environment and everything. I mean, these are serious. These are dire issues, all in the midst of Ukraine, Russia, what's happening domestically. Even reports up to, I think, about a week ago, General, where they were saying that Iran has moved along so rapidly that they could actually go nuclear in a matter of weeks. Boy, that was quite alarming, and it was something that was headlined very briefly, and as fast as it came, it went. Do you have any more insight into that as to just how far away Iran may be from actually entering the nuclear brotherhood?
Well, Bill, I'm 72 years old, and so to put what I'm going to say first in context, I remember a very, very complicated world when President Obama stepped in, and there was a headline in one of the papers, America gives worst job to a black president. And the headline could read, America gives its worst job to a 79-year-old grandfather. And so we elect presidents who rise to the occasion, rise to the moment, and so it is with President Biden. And to your point, I don't have access to any classified material, but.
And if you did, you couldn't tell me anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, we're only talking to a couple million people here, General. It'd just be between us peoples, right?
Roger that. And, this business, what I'm reading is 3 to 4 weeks to have enough physical material to create a nuclear weapon. They've been, in a parallel fashion, developing delivery systems that can reach most places in the Middle East, Europe, the southern tier of Europe, To my knowledge, they've not gone intercontinental, but we're watching another country, North Korea, move rapidly to the delivery systems that could influence foreign policy. So we are in the 11th hour, and we've got a president who is very aware of that. He's got a great staff, and I believe that to your earlier
General, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
Extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Independent, just wait like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and we continue our conversation with retired Army Major General Paul Eaton. General, if I might ask you a question from a philosophical position here. I have been concerned, being former military myself, former Marine, at the trajectory that the military seems to be going on right now, more concerned about pronouns, may it be, than military preparedness. And you, as a career U.S. Army Major General, what is your perception and your read on this this wokeism that is entering into the military in such a way to where, you know, we were surprised to see this U.S. Navy training video that was very awkward and a bit disconcerting to watch, to think that our cadets were being indoctrinated on, I guess, a different form of sensitivity training. And I can tell you, when I was in the military, we did sensitivity training, but not like this. And for some of us old schoolers, it's a little bit hard to reconcile, and maybe in your wisdom and experience, you can bring some balance to this. What do you say?
Sure, Bill. First, I married a career Marine's daughter who is a veteran herself. All of our children are soldiers or veterans. My father was a career Air Force fighter pilot. I have lived this life. I came into this world in 1950, and the United States military has been a social reflection of American society for a very long time, from the pre-integration and then subsequent post-integration of Black Americans into our ranks, the increase in racial diversity, gender diversity at very high ranks, inclusion of women in Ranger School who have been very successful. This whole business of America and trying to sort out the gender complexity is certainly going to wind up in the armed forces, because we draw from America, 330 million Americans. And right, exactly. We've got a lot going on the social side. But I believe that when push comes to shove, you pick up the M4, you learn how to use it, and you will go do what you're told to do on a battlefield somewhere. And you're going to do it with somebody in your foxhole who may not look like you or act like you, may have some gender complexities, but I think we're going to be fine at the end. There's this sine curve of how to react to a social dilemma, and we've done just such a great job over the last few decades. I am convinced that we will rise to the occasion. We'll get past this. This possible wokeism that's going on, and we'll sort it out. You know, good men and women are going to do the right thing.
I would agree, General, because when it comes to a life and death situation and you're in combat, that's most important. That trumps everything. The challenge is, and what I'm concerned about, just like everything, you know, it's about preparedness. Are we putting our effort and energy over those things that matter most? Yes, you know, it's kind of like when I was growing up, you know, and whether it was Little League or Pony League or American Legion ball or anything, any, you know, athletic endeavor, I didn't care. And I can tell you, our team members didn't care if you were pink, yellow, whatever. Could you hit the pick and ball? Could you catch the ball? Could you throw it to first base? That's all that mattered. We didn't, you know, we didn't care about the color of skin. We're in it to win it, you know? And so so ultimately it does come down to it. And maybe some of this is we make more of it than is necessary. And the answers that would be refreshing to hear, especially from the leadership at times, because they give conflicting messages. Whether, you know, it's, you know, Secretary Austin or General Milley, it kind of leaves you questioning stuff and going, wait a minute, you know, I would like to hear something more succinct like what you just said, you know, than what they're saying, you know, just by comparison.
Well, again, you know, you brought up Millie and Austin. I know Lloyd Austin better than I know General Milley. Secretary Austin is one level-headed, practical, great soldier. This guy justifiably won a Silver Star as a Brigadier General. That's unheard of. But he was out in front on the 3rd Division attack into Baghdad. General Milley is a multifaceted soldier and statesman and academic. I mean, this guy, he's a Princeton graduate. So we've got two leaders who are practical, and they know exactly what's important. And they are the architects of American preparedness right now, and I trust them both. And we're going to be okay.
Okay. All right. I hear what you're saying, and I want to believe you. Let's put it that way, okay? That's perfectly honest, but I appreciate your words of encouragement. Let's get back and discuss Iran's nuclear ambitions. The Obama administration early on said there was no way they were going to have a nuclear bomb. Joe Biden saying the same thing. But it's like, wait a minute, there's a sunset clause. All indications are is that they're going to be nuclear. It's inevitable. It's a matter of time. And meanwhile, Biden just met with Israel's prime minister. They signed a document saying, in as much that they were going to do everything they could to make sure that Iran did not go nuclear. In fact, the president was confronted and asked, does this include war? And, you know, were all things on the table, so to speak. And the president, seemed to indicate that all matters of resolution were on the table. I think sends a very aggressive and strong message to Iran, if not a bit confusing, because I think they want to go with what they had before under Obama, and that was, after a sunset clause, they would be able to go nuclear.
Bill, I agree. The whole, you know, the whole tool bag available to the State Department and available to the president and secretary of defense is pretty robust. Incentives and disincentives. And the sunset clause, it's an 8-year, 10-year, and 15-year. The 15-year is a big one. And basically 2030, the all bets are off, and we'll see how the Iranian program goes and how their government goes. So the negotiations are what they are. You don't get exactly what you want, and the way the song goes. And but sometimes you get what you need. And it was a 15-year effort to change behaviors. That was the whole thing. We're going to deal with a nuclear program, and it'll give us some time to work on the malign activities that Iran's engaged in parallel, human rights problems, export terrorism, you know, delivery systems. So, are we going to be able to pull that off, by 2030, where Iran comes to the point where they believe that the nuclear program will not serve their future interests? And we've just got to make sure that, we've got a Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, who's on the front line of this potential Cold War or hot war with Iran. There's a lot America can bring to bear to create an outcome with Iran. So it's not a done deal, and that's a huge problem with Israel.
Exactly. Got to leave it there. Army Major General Paul Eaton, thank you, sir.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese exports to Russia of microchips and other electronic components and raw materials, some with military applications, have increased since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, complicating efforts by U.S. and Western allies to isolate the country. China recorded its weakest growth rate in more than 2 years, a measure of the cost imposed on the world's second-largest economy by Beijing's COVID-19 lockdown lasting roughly 3 months. China's GDP expanded at a 0.4 annual rate in the April to June period. Saudi Arabia announced new rules Friday that will allow commercial planes from Israel to fly over the kingdom, a gesture to President Biden as he's flying in today from Israel. In one of the highest-profile gubernatorial battles in the country, Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams is leveraging a vast amount of money. Unfortunately for Georgians, most of the money is from out of state. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, the men who signed the Declaration of Independence had very few illusions about what they were risking. How much of what they pledged did they actually lose? You know, they said, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And that is all part of the seed and the groundwork of this great American idea that should be cherished in the same manner, I believe, of sacredness, you know, for our country, especially when you consider how many millions of men and women have died for the sake of liberty. And, you know, to me, I think it's quite galling when there is a small minority, and I know that's almost redundant, but there truly is a minority of people who would want to destroy this great American idea. You know, our fathers, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, great-great-grandfathers who suffered death, who put it all on the line and defended this country from all that is deleterious, foreign and domestic. They have fought on behalf and they gave us the baton of freedom to carry on to the next generation. Bruce Thatcher joins us now. He's the founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths learned from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. And I believe also being, you know, rather objective, you know, not to the point of egotism that we think that we're all perfected and we just know so much better. We know, God bless America, we know that it is because, as George Washington said, but for the hand of divine providence, Bruce Thatcher, America would not be where it's at.
I think that's right. I think that's certainly right. I was listening to you and Bill Federer read through part of the Declaration of Independence, I had two thoughts. One of them was, I can't remember the last time I heard any reading of the Declaration of Independence in any sort of public forum or referenced in any educational setting in this country. And that's a really big problem. The other thought I had was, as you were reading the grievances that led to the Declaration of Independence, I thought back, those grievances, this was almost a parroting of the grievances in the English articles the English Bill of Rights in 1689, and they listed the things that King George was doing in violation of his implied covenant with the people. And we've listed the patriots in 1776 were putting up with the same grievances, and they were listing them as a violation of their rights, so they enumerated them as our Declaration of Independence, which led not only to the Constitution and the independence, but also the passage of the first 10 amendments that are the Bill of Rights. It's just fascinating to look at how people put in power really don't like specific rights limiting their ability to do whatever they want.
Exactly. And the thing is, which captures my attention as well, Bruce, and you're probably going to get there, but is that so much of what we're dealing with today, 246 years later, it's the same. There's nothing new under the sun, Solomon said, right? I mean, you sit there and go, okay. I mean, you get these politicians, whether it's Newt Gingrich, and, you know, he had an idea, the contract with America. Kevin McCarthy is claiming some sort of semblance of the same thing. But, you know, all you have to do is look, and the reason that this is documented is because, like you said, it holds them accountable. And this is why they don't like the Constitution. They don't like the Declaration of Independence, because this is our power document for we the people, isn't it?
It is. And it is a fact that the people in power, it's just natural. It's just natural. If you have the power you like, you don't want things limiting your power. And they just naturally try to erode it. The English Bill of Rights has been mostly eroded through the parliamentary actions of Great Britain and the United Kingdom. You can see that that's gone on over the years as regarding our own Constitution and the Bill of Rights in the first 10 amendments of it. Mm-hmm. Over the years, it's been whittled down and eroded down by laws and actions without law to support them, and by court decisions. But here we had a Supreme Court that in this last session just reported out a number of rulings that affirmed
Bill of
Rights provisions. And
Bruce, this is so huge that what the Supreme Court did in rectifying an injustice in doing this, and it's, you know, and the people don't know how to celebrate this, you know, really in its totality, because they're just not educated, they're not knowledgeable to appreciate the gift and the courage that the Supreme Court did in the name of liberty.
No, they demonstrate against them. They threaten them. They do everything they can, and they even call for violence against Supreme Court members because the Supreme Court makes a ruling that somehow goes against something they personally believe they'd like to be doing or should be doing.
Right.
And they don't reference back. They don't reference back to our own Bill of Rights and what they allow us to do, and they certainly don't reference back to the laws that support those rights. It's kind of the me generation. Here's what I want to do. The court said no. The court's bad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the lawless society that we've become, Bruce Thatcher, sadly.
Yes, it is. Yep.
How can they understand law when they're lawless?
Well, and why are they lawless? In large part, because they haven't been taught that there are rules to living a moral life. that there are laws and rules that have been put in place and enshrined in the Constitution that are designed to make living in America safer, more productive, for all people. And they don't buy that. They don't, mm-hmm. they don't care about those kinds of things because they haven't been taught.
Exactly. And more importantly, Bruce, they've abandoned any idea of the laws of nature and nature's God. That is huge right there. That's fundamental. If you have no connection and understanding of nature's God, how do you understand, you know, this popcorn stand and how it operates?
Yes, that's right.
Right?
Yes, that is right. And it's we need more and more of this as much as possible of, okay, let's repeat these Bill of Rights and then talk about the rights and why they were articulated the way they were. It goes back to the natural laws of God preserving for his creatures safety and equality and rights to behave in ways that make for a more perfect world. It's not allowed to be taught in schools. It's not allowed to be discussed on the radio and television and in the media. You get canceled if
yes.
you communicate that way on social media.
Yeah, the thing that is confusing for this generation, Bruce Thatcher, is that instinctively, because God has embedded this idea, this sense of consciousness in us to know the difference between right and wrong. But when you have a counterculture that comes in, negates God, and you try to take a stand for it, it just becomes an emotional argument because you're not standing on the principles that are clearly enumerated, that God clearly laid out for us because they've said God has no place here, right? So now you lose the argument, and along with it, you lose your precious life and the future of the next generation. That is the sad commentary on where America sits right now. But Bruce, I know your commitment and mine as well, and I'm right with you shoulder to shoulder to keep fighting the good fight. We've got more from Bruce after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, when this day was being dreamed about, John Adams had wrote to his wife that it'll be a day to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, illuminations from one end of the continent to the other from this time forward forevermore. May it be so. Happy birthday, America. 4th of July, our 246th birthday. Bruce, what an amazing story, huh?
It's an incredible story. Happy birthday, and let's do it every year, and let's celebrate it every year. But let's also, when we celebrate it, get behind the pomp and the fireworks. I've seen those almost every year for the last, I can't even remember how long, and I've already seen them this year. I mean, it's glorious. But I wonder how many people watching those fireworks see through them and see the thing behind them and why we're doing this. They're seeing a spectacle and they enjoy it, and that's right and good. But I'll tell you, this is the Constitution. Our Constitution is an amazing document. No Constitution has ever lasted so long and with so many tests. And may it ever be so. But the forces arrayed against it and the attacks against it and the insidious undermining of it through approach through our educational neglect is just very discouraging. We need to overcome that, and I think we
exactly.
Will be. The Supreme Court.
Well, Bruce Thatcher is the founder of History Speaks Today. He's an immigration expert, author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils, Make It Work, Adamant Aggressors as well. And Bruce, you know, the thought came to mind this morning as I was thinking about, you know, the illuminations especially, is why can't this generation look, as you say, the pictorial that's laid out in these illuminations, why can't they see the images of maybe their fathers from Vietnam, their fathers from the Korean War, their grandfathers from World War II, their great-grandfathers from World War I, you know, all the way back to the founding of this country, relations who were there to take us to the next generation, to cast the the spirit of liberty and freedom and belief in God to the next generation, how it's continued. But as Ronald Reagan so appropriately said and reminded us that, you know, our liberty isn't something that is passed in the bloodstream of Americans. It is something that has to be handed off from one generation to the next. And hopefully in this relay race for liberty that the baton is not dropped. And I know that people have their doubts because of, you know, the challenges that this country has been faced with. But the fact of the matter is that we are Americans. We're not Americans. We're Americans, and we can make this happen. We've fought other wars, and we've fought against other, you know, intrusions into this great American dream and liberty and all that it stands for, that you have what, I think the pollsters say there's another 60 million people waiting outside of America that would love to partake in the freedoms. Even as confusing and as chaotic as it is right now, you've got over 60 million people who would like to come into this country. So that says something, doesn't it?
That says something that indeed does. It says, for instance, it says that the rest of the world, regardless of the political pronouncements, the rest of the world believes in the American ideal. They believe that this is the land of opportunity. They believe that here is where they can make a better life. And so they're waiting. And our own people, our own younger generations particularly, but our own people don't seem to believe that anymore. And I think that part of the reason for that is because so much of their upbringing in the last few generations has been abdicated to others. It's been abdicated to schools without supervision. It's been abdicated to churches. And sometimes that's not the best direction to go in specific cases. But more critically, it's been advocated to governments and to social media.
That don't like the American dream. Bottom line, they don't like the, right? I mean, you have a president of the United States this past week admitting that there's going to be this new liberal world order. What? I mean, this is the president of the United States basically refuting our U.S. Constitution and our Declaration of Independence on the eve of July the 4th.
That's right. And can that be an accident?
No.
It is. It's just astounding. We're used to hearing, particularly on the eve of July 4th and on July 4th, and we will probably hear some of that this evening in the Capitol celebrations. We're used to hearing our leaders absolutely promote America on this day more than any other throughout the year. And so the spectacle of our presidents abdicating or shifting over and saying, we're for a world order, we're for a European Union that's worldwide, and we want to be part of that and let somebody else be making the rules that, by which we in America will have to live. And it's just astounding.
What about the preponderance of evidence and history here, Bruce? I mean, you as the history expert and historian that you are, how do you ignore the preponderance of evidence of the good of America? Yes, we're human beings. We make our mistakes. But when you put it on the scales, the preponderance of good of America and the American people outweighs and should just absolutely cancel with certitude these naysayers and the small minority group of people who have been given a bully pulpit, have been given place by the mainstream media and those naysayers that don't love America. I mean, it comes down to that. They don't love America. Maybe they're just trying to be too smart for their own good, whatever reasoning that they're trying to come up with. But look, we have enough evidence. We have enough history to refute this silliness, don't we?
We do have enough history to refute it, and we should be. I'll put even my generation partly to the test on this. We don't study history enough. We haven't studied history, and we don't learn from history. So there's a disconnect between whatever we know about history and what's going on today, because our attention span has grown so short that all we see is the events or the time or the time frame surrounding some specific want or need or event that's going on. We don't have the time. We don't take the time to say, where does that fit into a historical context? We just ignore it.
Right. And this is why we don't understand what the Supreme Court did for us. What the gift they gave us in saying, here's your U.S. here's your Constitution, we're taking it and giving it back to the people, and the people are upset. It's like, wait a minute. But if you have no foundation to understand, then this is like, it's gobbledygook. Right?
Almost every reaction I read or hear about Supreme Court actions as regards the Constitution this year are, I don't like it because it's wrong. And why is it wrong? Because I don't believe in what they did. I want them to, I want them to, what's right is what I want to have happen. And there's no appreciation whatsoever about the Constitution and its more overall umbrella-like protection for Americans.
Well, sadly, the American people have been groomed and conditioned for a one-size-fits-all, not a limited government as enumerated in the Constitution of the United States, limiting its power, because they knew, our founding fathers were well aware, the nature of man is such is they can't handle it. They can't handle power and control. And if you think not, for those of us who were born and raised in California, and some of us have left, some of us are still there in California, we know exactly what that means. And the rest of this country is beginning to understand more of what that means as you have the rise of the Uniparty and what the Democratic Party has been doing to we the people.
And I hear it from people that I talk to, from even from some members of my own family who will say, regarding any kind of situation is, well, the government should take care of that. Or the government says this, so it must be right. And you shake your head. You shake your head.
Yes.
You say, come on, folks, use your own mind.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens when critical thinking has left the building, Bruce Thatcher, and you as a teacher, a consummate teacher, it's frustrating because all you're trying to do is get people to exercise, that important part of their brain to question authority, to question life. This is what makes everybody bigger and better, is when we ask these critical questions and we hold people to account. I mean, this is what we, the people, is all about. This is what the American dream is all about, right?
And this is what Independence Day is all about, in terms of its celebration of those very principles. I hope that we don't ever stop doing it.
Well, again, I would encourage our family of listeners, as you get around the barbecues, to, check out the illuminations and the pomp and circumstance, all the great things that our second president of the United States envisioned for this great country of ours, that you'll pause for a moment and remember, well, first of all, read the Constitution, read the Declaration of Independence or as a group, and be blessed for it. And then remember all those, the millions before, that sacrificed it all, their treasure, their sacred honor, their very lives for the sake of liberty that we enjoy today. Bruce Thatcher, the founder of History Speaks Today, has been with us. Bruce, happy 4th of July, my friend. Take care.
And to you.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Medicare.